I thought that, considering that we're before Shavuos and Kabbalah Satorah, so talk a little bit about this famous line from the Goyin, which is a bit cryptic, but says what it says, and so we have to maybe try to analyze a little bit. There's a pasuk in Mishle, Chof Beis, pasuk Yud Tes, Liyois Vashem Mivtochecho, that in Hashem should be your trust. Hoydaticho Hayoim Af Ata. I have informed you today, even you. What was that? Everyone, Shlomo HaMelech says that everyone is being informed about the fact that there's an inyan that he should put his trust in Hashem. That's the pasuk. So the Goyin says as follows. I want to get the whole pasuk inside. That makes a difference. The Goyin says as follows. Liyo yisad v'ashem miftochecho. He says, "Kemesh kos vayokom, vayokem edus v'yakoyv." He established an edus, a testimony amongst Yaakov. V'seiro som b'Yisrael. He placed the Torah in Klal Yisrael. Asher tzivas aviseinu. He commanded this to our fathers. Lo hidiyam livneihem. To make it known to their children. The fathers are commanded to pass this on to their children. That generation who stood by Har Sinai is obligated to pass on the Torah to their children. So they've done. They've done a pretty good job. Here we are, 3,329 years later, and we're still doing it, going strong. So, lohidiyam livneihem, leman yedu doro acharoin, that the last generation should know. In other words, future generations, bonim yivoleidu, children that will be born, yokumu v'yisapru livneihem, and that next, or the last generation, I guess, the one who comes after, will get up and tell their children. This will go on and on and on. V'yosima, what is this message that they're telling them? V'yosimu b'elukim kislom, they will place in Hashem their kislom. So Rashi says the word teichaltom, their hope, their bitochen. V'lo yishkechu mala lekel u'mitzvosav yinsoiru. And they won't forget, how does he translate here, mala lekel, the works of Hashem, the things Hashem does, and his mitzvahs they will guard. So the Goyin says pshat in this posuk. He says, "V'yakum edus v'yakum v'tera son b'Yisrael asher tzivas aviseinu la'idiyam livneihem leman ultimately yosimu lekim kislam v'lo yishkechu ma'alekel mitzvos yishmo pirish v'yakum edus heim neviim uksuvim." What is this edus? Neviim uksuvim. They're going to. They're telling us what the Torah is, and they're passing it on. Interpreting it and explaining it and passing it on to future generations. V'tera hu ha'terash son b'Yisrael. This is the Torah that he's referring to. In other words, Eidus B'Yakov refers to the Neviim, and Torah Son B'Yisrael refers to the giving of the Torah. Asher tzivas aviseinu lohidiyam livneihem, that's the posuk, v'yosimu elikim kislam v'yishkechu, v'yokab Eidus, I'm sorry, heim ha'neviim, and heim neviim uksuvim, v'teru hu ha'terah Son B'Yisrael, the ikar nesinosoi, and the ikar, the essence of the giving of the Torah to Israel, who kedei shiosimu bitchoinom b'Hashem. That's the ikar of the giving of the Torah to Klal Yisrael, that they should place their trust in Hashem. U'kemashakos v'yosimu be'elikim kislam. Kislam refers to their bitochon. V'gam kein, besides just having this bitochon for themselves, l'sapir achar kach livneim, kemashakos l'man yedu do acharoin, hu l'fi she'ikar ha'koil hu ha'bitochon ha'sholim. The ikar of everything is the bitochon ha'sholim. That complete, the highest level of bitochon that a person gets, that's the ikar. Who klal kol ha'mitzvus. Kemoshekosav, v'lo yishkechu u'mitzvus, v'lo yishkechu ma'alei kel u'mitzvus of yishmeiru. So the ikar of everything is the bitochon b'Hashem. It's the klal kol ha'mitzvus, as it says. Why? Because they will have bitochon and they won't forget the works of Hashem, they won't forget the mitzvahs. V'zeh ma shekosu kan liyois bitchoincho. Chlemer, k'dei shebitchoincho yiyah v'Hashem, hoitatich ha'yoyim b'ruach ha'koydesh, z'zeh ois al shriyas ha'shchino b'toich b'nei Yisroel, yosimu bitchoino v'Hashem. So, He says that this is the pshat in this posuk a little bit. I don't understand exactly how it fits the lashon, he says, but the posuk is saying that in order that you should have bitochen in Hashem, I'm giving you this beruach hakodesh, the fact that the Shechina will always be amongst Klal Yisrael, v'yosimu b'tchoinu b'Hashem. Afato, klemer, afato, toidia levonecho, acharecho, kemer shekozo ma'adero v'acharos. He said, this is the pshat in the posuk. L'yoyis b'Hashem yiftachecho, hoiditicha hayom afato, I have given you and made you known, made this Torah known to you, so you should be able to put your trust in Hashem, and that seems to be the ikar of everything. Now that's like very, very strong words, you know. It's bitochen is a tremendous thing, and it has tremendous koiches, and it affects everything we do in life. But that this is the ikar of the mitzvahs needs some type of an explanation or an understanding. And it seems that what he's saying is that that's really what the posuk says. The Shesimalakim Kislam, because they will put their trust in Hashem, for lo yishkechu, they won't forget the works of Hashem, and they'll keep the mitzvahs, and they'll be able to pass it on to future generations. That's what the pasuk said. Eleman yevdu acharoin boni before them. Yukum v'yisabul of neim v'yosimalakim Kislam for lo yishkechu v'alekel v'sos yitzor for lo yiokavos. Oh, that's it. Okay, and they'll be able to maintain them. So it sounds like that the bitochen is the ikar of the nesinas haTorah, because it's through the bitochen that everything in the Torah survives. Because it says, "Yosinu b'alakim kislam v'lo yishkechu ma'ala lekel u'mitzvosav yinsaru." Because they will put their trust in Hashem, that will be the vehicle that they won't forget what Hashem does, and they will guard the mitzvahs. So that seems to be the ikar, because not only because there's Torah and mitzvahs, but the bitochen seems to be the critical factor that preserves, that assures that we remember Hashem, we remember the Hashgachas Hashem, and that we keep to the mitzvahs. So it seems like bitochen is not only just like some outside koyach that a person has when you put your trust in Hashem, Hashem responds and you can influence the future and all of this, but it seems it's critical for the survival of Torah mitzvahs, because when they put their trust in Hashem, then they will not forget everything, and then they will be able to do the mitzvahs. Now, I think what this means, and we'll go into it maybe a little bit, elaborate on it a little bit more, but what it seems to be is that without the relationship with Hashem, the Torah and mitzvahs may not survive. If I don't have this ongoing positive trust, and trust is really the, you know, if you ask anybody today about a human relationship, a marital relationship, what's the ikar is trust. If there's a breach of trust, it's all over. You know, if there's no trust, you can't have a relationship. You can't have a friend if there's no trust. Who are you? You know, I don't know. I don't know what you can do. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're saying. I don't trust a word you say. So that trust is a real powerful ingredient in relationship. And it seems that unless we have that sense of present day connection with Hashem, I trust Him. Trusting means I put my trust in Hashem and I rely on Him. I count on Him. He's the one. He takes care of everything. He's doing it all for me. And I rely on Him to help me. Unless I can have that, then yishkechu ma'alekel. So what? He did miracles. So, tell me what you're doing for me today. Don't tell me what you did for me in the past. That doesn't interest me. I took you out of Mitzrayim. Oh, 2,000 years in Golas, He preserved us. Greater miracles than Yitzias Mitzrayim. And today, I have a problem today. What are you doing for me now? You know. And unless we can have that ongoing relationship with Hashem, it sounds like all of our history and all of our miracles and all of our recognition of all the hatova and all the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did is not there. I lost it. I forgot it. I don't pay attention to it. And even the guarding of the mitzvahs. It seems that for shmiras ha-mitzvahs on the most appropriate yintzoiru, it's a lotion of nitzoir, is guarding. It's not just doing, but it's like a protective, like I want to make sure that I do it. I want to protect the whole observance of the mitzvahs to make sure there's no pitfalls, no mistakes, no I don't trip up in any way. It seems that requires a bitocha b'Hashem. If I don't have that ongoing relationship with Hashem, then I forget it. Everything he did, I take for granted. It's irrelevant. I don't want to pay attention to it. I don't have an ongoing relationship. The past doesn't mean anything, and the obligations certainly don't mean anything to me. I'm not. You know, what do I have to do? What? But if I have that trust, that seems to be the foundation. So that's what it means. Ikun Asina Satira Yisrael was Kadesha Yiftuchu B'Hashem. That the Torah gives that sense of bitochem b'Hashem, and b'meila, now we can guard the mitzvahs, and now we can assure that we won't forget all of the chesed and hatovah that Hashem did, which is a very powerful concept. The question is, what is it about the Nesinas HaTorah that does that? So here I think that it's almost like it's you can't ask such a question, because the answer to that question is everything. The very fact that there was a Maimon Har Sinai, the very fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke directly to us, the very fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu assured that we should have no mistake about the fact that every obligation is directly from Him, because He spoke directly to us, didn't leave room for, well, Moshe came and said that this is what Hashem told me, you know, the Yod Nisht, you know, I believe Him, I don't believe Him. No. Not only that, those things that Moshe Rabbeinu related to us that Hashem taught Him, Hashem first appointed Him publicly. Hashem says, I'm speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu in the earshot of everybody, so they'll know, He's my man. I have appointed Him as my spokesman. And what He says, I authorize. He's my anointed. He's my appointed. He's the one. So He gave it to us in such a way that it's so clear. And He showed us such miracles. The Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf and the Koilus who broke Him by Maimon Har Sinai. That event was something that was etched in the psyche of the Jew for eternity. So we have this strength of recognition of who Hashem is. He went further that all throughout the Torah and all the miracles and the Midbar and everything, how Hashem's Hashgocha, how He took care of us. So clearly the Torah gave us the Kalim with which to have Bitochen. Because He showed us His powers, showed us His love. Har Sinai was the greatest expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to Klal Yisrael. Avorabo haftonu Hashem Elokeinu v'talamdim chukei chayim. And he saw all of His power and all of His hashkoch, the way He took care of us throughout the midbar, all the nisim every day, man at the doorstep every day. This sent a message: Hashem's all powerful, Hashem's all loving, Hashem's all kind. And memela, those are the ingredients that we can have bitochen. But it seems from the goyin that it's necessary to reach that conclusion and that state of bitochen b'Hashem in order to assure that we don't forget all the miracles and everything He did. We don't just let the mitzvah slide by. Because if I don't have that relationship with Him, then nothing means anything. And I think this is so powerful today, because today, unfortunately, when you talk about relationship with Hashem, most people don't know what you're talking about. You know, like it's a foreign concept. This particular thing, and we may have mentioned this here, forgive me, but I don't remember all the things that we've referred to, but it's a very strange phrase in the Avor Abba. We say, fine. Then we say, enlighten our eyes in the Torah. That seems to be beyond just regular learning, like, you know, the light of Torah shines through and we see everything. And cause our hearts to cling, to connect permanently, like devek, like a glue, to be attached to the mitzvahs. V'yachid v'oveinu, unite our hearts, the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara, le'avo l'yiras shemecho, v'lo yinevo ish le'elam voed, we should never be embarrassed. Avudrom says, what does it mean, le'elam ish le'elam voed? He says, that's based on the posuk, alekai b'cho b'tachti ali v'isha. We shouldn't be embarrassed because of our bitochen. David HaMelech said that. I have bitochen in You, don't let me get embarrassed. If You disappoint me, if You don't respond to my bitochen, it would be very embarrassing. Everybody knows I have bitochen, and then, ha ha. Look, you know, fool. So Mela. So the question is, where is Bitochen here? Poer inenim sarasecha. V'dabik lebeir v'mitzvasecha. V'yachid v'aveinu. Not a mention of Bitochen. V'loi neighbor shlo'en v'aveinu. And then the Avodrom is clearly right, because the next sentence we say, ki v'shem kodshecha ha'godol v'anoira v'tochnu, no gilov nismachim shuasecha. Because we had trust. We're talking about trust, we're not talking about it. We didn't say a word about it. We're talking about learning. We're talking about Poer inenim sarasecha, dabik lebeir v'mitzvasecha. So it seems that the pshat is that in order to achieve this which are higher levels than just it's mamish like, you know, reaching super high levels of connection to the Torah, of uniting my entire being in the service of Hashem, and so forth. It seems that that's not possible without Bitochon Hashem. The same concept over here. The Bitochen is the Iker. The Bitochen is the foundation. The Bitochen is the entree into this world of appreciating Hashem and recognizing and guarding the mitzvahs and being enlightened with the Torah and uniting the Eitz HaTov and the Eitz HaHor and the Avodas Hashem. This doesn't come unless we have that Bitochen Hashem. So Bitochen Hashem is not only a means of achieving the good that we want in life, which, by the way, it is. This doesn't detract from what Bitochen is. Bitochen is still that trust that I have in Hashem that He's going to provide for me. And to the degree, as we learned in the Chofetz Chaim, kefi goydel ha-bitochen kach goydel ha-hatzlocha, to whatever degree I can muster Bitochen, I'm going to assure my success. But it's also the vehicle for the ability to keep aware of all of the hatovah that Hashem has done, and to guard and preserve the mitzvahs haTorah, so that the ikar, the kabbalas haTorah, I guess the most critical ingredient that came from Maimon Har Sinai and from the kabbalas haTorah was the ability of Klal Yisrael to have bitochen, because that's the ingredient that assures that all of the directives and all of the mitzvahs and all of the responsibilities to remember everything Hashem does and all the chesed Hashem, that's what assures us to do it. So it's a very, very powerful type of a thing. There's another angle to this, which I think is also very significant. This seems to be the ikar that the Torah is... The Kabbalah HaTorah was about this, was giving us this ability to maintain the Torah. In other words, ultimately, through Kabbalah HaTorah, we had to be able to muster Bitochen in order to be able to maintain it and all of the recognition of everything Hashem does. But where in the Torah itself is this Tzivoy of Bitochen? We find the mitzvah of Emunah. Onochi Hashem lekecho is listed, the Rambam listed as a mitzvah of emunah. We don't find any place the mitzvah of bitochen. Maybe there's a charedim that brings it. I don't recall. But we don't find it in the Meili HaMitzvahs. It's not so. Where does it come from? So Reb Meir Simcha in the Meshech Chochma goes out, and he was a giant, and he really goes out on his own here. And he, I don't have copies. I didn't. And he goes out on his own, he says as follows. He says, there's a posuk in Ekev, it says, Uboi Sidbok, cling to Hashem. It's a mitzvah of clinging to Hashem. What does that mean? To be dovuk, to be attached to Hashem. What's that referring to? So he writes as follows, Rabbeinu Moshe Pirushu, Le'inyan Lidobe P'talmi Chachomim. The Rambam says, this refers to be Mistabi P'talmi Chachomim. When a person connects, attaches himself to Talmid Chachomim, it's considered as if he attached himself to Hashem, because he'll learn the Torah from them, he'll learn the ways from them, and so forth. V'haramban biaro al hadvekus hamiyuchad liyachidim sheyishtekeku lishmoi b'chol pu'loiseyem u'machshveiseyem v'heima mo'oin lashchina. So the Ramban takes it just to the yachidim that are so dovuk b'Hashem that they become like a resting place of the Shechina, and everything they do and all their machshoves is all like b'chol drochecho do'ehu, like something that's beyond the norm, beyond what we can comprehend almost. Omnam ledaiti, this is what he says now. He disagrees with them. Very interesting. He was recent, you know, like probably passed away around 1940, late 30s, around that kufa, you know. So he says, ledaiti, he mitzvah protis, koleles kolan shehu umo, kolechel fi erkoi. He says, I don't agree that this is a mitzvah klolis, that it refers to these highest people who reach the highest level. He says, it's a mitzvah protis, it refers to everybody. This is something that we haven't found a source in the Torah, only hints. This is bitochon. So as Rav Simcha says, that the mitzvah of Uboy Sidbok is referring to every Jew. And you see, he says clearly, kol anshei ho'umo, kol echad fi erkoi. He says, each one according to his level. This is a concept that we had recently also, you know, that there's different levels of bitochon, and you don't have to be on the highest level to the super tzaddik to be able to access the bitochon. V'zeh mashal motzon b'atir rak ramozim leo. V'zehu inyan habitochon, shehifle girmiyo, v'kilel kol asher son b'sar zroyoi. Girmiyo says, oror hagever, that puts a trust in person, in him, or in his own self. V'dovid b'cholti lois of ochaz bo. Dovid and Tamelech and all his tehilois always talked about Nibachastuch b'tachti and all the bitchu b'Hashem and all these things. B'dal b'Hashem b'tachti alei v'isha. Beis Yisrael bitchu b'Hashem. V'yishaya omar bitchu b'Hashem adayad kibeko Hashem tzu elomim. So this is v'ho'inyan, he says, ki yesh bitochem musori. Now he goes on to explain what the inyan of bitochen is. So, but first he says clearly that the mitzvah of bitochen is a mitzvah of uboi sidbok. That's what it is. The Torah, when it says uboi sidbok, says you should attach yourself to Hashem. That attachment refers to what is the ultimate? A physical attachment. What are you going to do? Halo yesh oichlo, Chazal say. Can't be physically attached to Hashem. But it's a spiritual connection that I have trust in Hashem. So everything, I count on Him for everything. I can't move. I can't breathe. I need Him for everything. I'll call neshima to halel ko. It's and that concept, that ubay sidbok, he says that is a chiyuv to have bitochon. But then he talks about bitochon. Very interesting. He says the bitochon musori ki bitochon ho'om b'hamelech ki hu yidak n'machzoiru. Says people trust their king, that the king is going to worry about their chisreinus, what they're lacking. Okay, v'yesh bitochon tivi kama isha tachat tivtach bebailo ki hu yidag ba'ad machsoiro, like a natural kind of bitochon that, you know, the husband will take care of his wife's needs. V'yesh bitochon yoyser chozok habitochon haben be'oviv hamelech, not just be'oviv, but be'oviv hamelech, a kid, a son whose father is the king. That's a different kind of trust. He has the trust of the loving father, and he has the trust of the ability of the king to deliver. That's why some people say that's Avinu Malkeinu. We say that Avinu Malkeinu is supposed to inspire bitochen, because the Marsho says that on the piyut that we say after Tkiyah Shofar, im kibonim im kavodim, im kibonim rachameinu karachem avabonim, im kibonim einenu chotluyos. So he says that that refers to Avinu Malkeinu. So im kibonim im ka'avodim. So there's two aspects there. There's the that's really the opposite. I take it back. He uses it the opposite way. But some people, I'm sorry, strike that. But some people say Avinu Malkeinu refers to that. He's our father, that he loves us, and he's Malkeinu, that he's capable of delivering everything. But that's what he seems to say. Be'oviv ha-melech, ki yidag ba'adoy, the melech's going to worry about him. Kemo shedoyeg avur enyone atzma, v'yasma l'chomachso, he'll take care of all of his needs for sure. Kol leile ha-enyonim nikbetsu etzel Hashem yisborach. All of these things are included in Hashem. Hu malkeinu, hu ovinu, v'imkein hu yoshiyenu. He says it himself here. He's the malkeinu and the ovinu. He's all powerful and he's all loving. Imkein hu yoshienu. And this, he says, is what the bitochen is, and this is what Ubay Sidbok demands of us. ומסיבס או אמונו, כי השם דבוק לנברוב, להוכל להם טרפום וצורכם להוגן עליהם, מהמד ומהחוילי. He says, it's the sibas of emuna. This is not bitochen. The emuna is that Hashem is connected to His creation, creatures, those He created, to take care of them with their needs and all of the things that they need, and to protect them from all types of sickness and all types of afflictions. Veheder ho'enyonim hanidroshim umargishalem, and anything that's lacking of the things they need, umargishalem yoyisvima shemargish ho'odom. Is margish for them more than what they're margish for themselves. Kaviyocho b'chol tzorosam lo yitzor. He has in their tzoros, in all of their tzoros, he has tzar. V'hu baal ha'yecholes ho'echad ho'amiti, ha'nitzchi. He's the baal ha'yecholes, the only one, the true one, the eternal one. V'yodeh kol mikrov u'matzpunov v'alilos b'nei odom. It was everything that's going on by everybody. Im kein hu chishish l'teivosom yeser mehem al atzmam. He's worried, he's concerned for their teiva, even the one concerned is of Im kein hali odom yusag yoshev botach v'sholei v'shotei v'lo yaseh hasibas hamuchruchois rak l'mashi itila al hanivroim gizeres haberis. Well, he says, a person should be able to sit quiet, do nothing. What do I have to worry about? Look, he's the one, he has everything, all the power, all the love, cares about my tzoros more than I care. So what are you worried? What are you getting excited about? What are you doing? The only thing is, so what am I going to do? I should yoshev botach v'sholei v'shaket, and in shalva, in peace and quiet. V'layas ha'sibos, the necessary sibos, rak l'mashitila al hanivroim gzeras habayri. I only do ishtadlus. What's the gzeras habayri? He's machayev me. There's gzeras habechot v'chalechem. There's ishtadlus. It says Rabbi Shmuel is v'safta digonecho siroish chivitzorecho. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Yeah, whatever the Torah is machayev. Okmar shadav baruka achosid b'shara bitochon. Zein yinekra boy sidbok. Shekiven sheyitzayer ha'odom shu dovok lahashgocho el yoino, Hashem Yisborach, umarge Hashem Yisborach bin Yonov, yoyse mima shemarge sho'odom ba'atzma, since he knows that Hashem worries about him more than himself, v'roitze ba'atzlochas ha'odom, yoyse mima shechovitz levav ha'odom ba'atzma, more than the person wants himself, v'kamoy shedorshu ki yadati es machoivov. Okay, it goes on and on, but this is the general thing. So he says, it's a beautiful, first of all, description, a graphic description of what bitochen is. Because when you think about in whom you're trusting, how could you not trust? All-powerful, all-caring, all-loving. Caring about us more than we care about ourselves. Feeling every ounce of our pain. What more could you ask for? How could you not trust? The only thing is, what you have to do because he wants us to do. That's a stama mitzvah. But other than that, and he says, that's the chiyuv that emanates from the word of Uboy Sidbok. That's what Dveikus Bashem really means, that sense of total trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's really, that, the Mesil Sishorim says, is the really the tachlis of the whole creation, that to reach that level. He says, "You say that Hasidus Nara, a person should know Machavosu Balomoy." Then he continues, "Odom leNivra El Lesanig Al Hashem VeLenos Yisiv Shchinosui ZeAtainu Amiti VoIdin LaGodl MeKol Adum Shechom LiMotzei To be Nenem Yisiv Hashchina UMokom InAzeh BaElam Abo." And he says, "Ki the Shleimus is this Dveikus in Hashem." He calls this Dveikus Hashem, that this connection to Hashem and in realization of everything that Hashem wants from us, and therefore we can feel such a closeness with Him. He says that's what Dveikus is, and that's really the tachlis of everything. So I just want to add one nekuda, which I think is also very, very relevant. We talk about Hashem's feeling our pain. So, there's a perspective on that, that Rashi says in the Hakdomah to Shir HaShirim, which is, I think, very unique. And it speaks to the cravings that exist in this generation for that Dveikus Bashem. Rashi lists over there, he explains the Moshel and the Nimshel. the moshul is a chosin and a kala, a husband and a wife, and they were estranged, and even though they were separated, and she's still craving for him, and he still wants her, and so forth and so on. And then, of course, that the Klal Yisrael and the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Golos, the same thing, even though we were sent out of Eretz Yisrael, and even though we sinned and we're far away in this, but we're still craving. And after Rashi describes the craving of Klal Yisrael, he didn't describe in that whole introduction, you look at the Hakdom of Rashi and Shirashirim, he didn't describe the suffering of Klal Yisrael in the Golos. Only the craving for closeness to Hashem. Then he says, and Hashem is Meitzar lohem al tzorosam. He feels the tzar of their tzara too. What's the tzara that he was referring to? He's referring to the tzara of their craving for closeness to Hashem. Because there, it says Rashi says a loshon there. Choylas avo oni. So Rashi says, I'm choyle ho avo. Because atzomo nafshi l'Hashem, I'm so thirsting for that relationship to reconnect to Hashem that it's making me sick. I'm sick with this love sickness because I want to reconnect. What does Hashem? Does Rashi point out that Hashem feels the tzar? It says we just read the pasuk here. Behold, tzorosam lo yitzor. Hashem feels all of our tzar. But you know what? The greatest tzar that the Klal Yisrael has is the tzar of not being close to Hashem. Is that tzar that I know? Choylas ava oni. I'm tzome lecho nafshi. Koma lecho psori. I'm craving to come close to you. Now, if you think about that, in the context of what we've been through in Golos in the last close to 2,000 years, it's mind-boggling. All the tzoras, all the exiles, all the bloodshed, all the korbonis, the endless, just rivers of blood and endless korbonis. And yet, the most painful thing of it all, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like so kilu, more anoich ima anoichi betzor than everything else, is the tzar that they're so craving to come close to me. They want it. Behold, tzorosim loy tzor is focused, be iker on what? I have tzar. That Klal Yisrael wants to be close to Hashem. Which means that we have no real hasoga of how much the Jew wants to be close to Hashem. We think, yeah, all right, some people have a little bit, some people don't have a little bit. It's there. Whether it's conscious or subconscious, it makes no difference. But it's there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that as the ultimate, the greatest tzar that he has for the tzar of the Golos, is this frustrated Klal Yisrael who just wants to be close to him. And this is a nevuah by Shlomo HaMelech, this is a nevuah for all the Doiris, and this is not a nevuah for the greatest tzaddikim alone. This is what a Jew is. A Jew has that craving. And I think this is the reason that the Jew is always front and center of all types of, let's call it, what do they call it today, tikkun olam. He invented the Communist Party, the Socialist. He's constantly winning Nobel Prizes to improve the world. And per capita, whatever, the greatest charitable donations of the Jews. Why? Because he has this craving for spirituality. Doesn't know where it is. Doesn't know what it is. Doesn't even understand it. But there's something inside. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo looks at that as the greatest tzar that Klal Yisrael has. And when he feels that tzar, it's predominantly that tzar that they're chalashing to be close to him. Now, if we combine these two things together, I think we have a very powerful message for our generation. Number one, that in order to maintain the perspective of all the miracles of our past, and in order to maintain a guarding, a protecting of an assurance that the mitzvahs be performed, the ikah that we need for that is bitoch of Hashem, an ongoing trusting relationship with Hashem. And we also have to realize that despite the fact that we say relationship with Hashem, I don't know what you're talking about, I don't have no relationship, I don't know, or like the guy says, I have a great relationship with him, he don't bother me, I don't bother him, it's also a relationship. It's there. Everybody has it. Everybody craves it. So imagine what we could accomplish if we could just connect him with that relationship. Just let him know, yeah, there's a mitzvah min haTorah, Rebbe Simcha writes, of Uboy Sidbok. It's a chiyuv, it's a maila, it's a whatever it is. Here he's disagreeing with the Rambam and the Ramban, but that's it's his prerogative, you know. But this is not shaykh what that means. And people can respect that. I find that's why I feel that the message of Bitochen resonates so deeply. It resonates so deeply because that craving is there. We crave that relationship. We're thirsting for that relationship. We're choylas avoni. And it seems that relationship is critical in order to assure that we can keep that perspective of everything Hashem does and to be able to maintain the commitment to the Shmiras HaMitzvos.